我们一起翻开出埃及记十二章。
Let's all turn to Exodus chapter 12.
啊，十二章三十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 37.
这里提到说以色列人出埃及啊，这个男人约有六十万。
Here it says that when the Israelites exodus out of Egypt, there are about 600,000 men.
41节说他们在埃及寄居已经有430年。
Verse 41 tells us that they stayed in Egypt for 430 years.
这里说在那满了430年，神的军队从埃及地出来了。
And here it tells us that after these 430 years, the armies of the Lord went out of the land of Egypt.
事实上他们只是一群的这个奴隶。
And it seemed like in reality there are just a group of slaves.
但是神能够让他们成为军队。
But God called them to be an army.
这个会有一段的过程。
And this took a process.
今天我们蒙主耶稣的拣选，我们从罪人成为神的儿女。
And same way, today we are called by Lord Jesus from sinners to become the children of God.
我们有时候会想，为什么我们神拣选我们，我们不马上就到天国去呢？
And we might think that why is it taking so long when God chooses us that we can enter into heaven directly?
为什么还让我们在这个世界上这么长的时间？
Why is it that we still have to dwell so long in this world?
因为我们要真的成为神的儿女。
And it's because we have to truly become the children of God.
不是只有身份上，而且是实质上的。
And it's not just by name, but in reality.
所以当时的以色列人，他们要走出埃及这一条路，我们今天也是一样。
So the road these Israelites had to take out of Egypt is the same road that we have to walk today.
出埃及记十三章十四节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 13, verse 14.
十四节
，verse 14，
日后你的儿子问你们说这是什么意思，你们就说神用大能的手将我们从埃及为奴之家领出来，这是以色列人常常要对他们的子孙说的。
And this verse is are the words that the Israelites have to constantly tell the next generation.
神将我们从埃及为奴之家领出来。
That by the strength of the hand of the Lord brought us out of Egypt.From the house of slavery.
我们要常常对我们的孩子说，神把我们从罪的捆绑当中救出来。
Same way, we have to tell our children that God has saved us from the bondage of sin.
如果不是主耶稣，我们就跟很多的世人一样，生活在这个罪跟死的捆绑里头。
If not for our Lord Jesus Christ, we will be continually living like the people of this world under the bondage of sin.
现在这一群人，他们离开了埃及。
But now these people are able to leave Egypt.
神用云柱火柱来带领他们每一天的路程。
God led them by a pillar of fire and cloud.
他们就照着神的指示来行走。
And they followed God.
如果你是法老王，你就这样子让这些人走了吗？
And if you are Pharaoh, would you just let these people go so freely?
六十万的廉价劳工。就这样让他们走了。
That 600,000 people, laborers, would you just let them go?
当然，法老会不甘，他会不甘心的。
Of course, Pharaoh was reluctant.
他后悔了。
And he regretted his decision.
他决定把这些人给追回来。
And he wanted to get the people back.
他有这个把握。
And he has the assurance.
他必须要做这个事情。
That he has to get the people back.
否则他就不是埃及的王。
Or else he will not consider himself the king of Egypt.
所以他就动用了他能够动用的这些六百辆的战车。
So he mobilized all his chariots.
他要把这些廉价劳工、这些奴隶给追回来。
So that he can route the slaves back into Egypt.
对这些以色列人来讲，他们遇到了难题。
And to the Israelites, it was truly a crisis.
他们正想说他们脱离了魔掌。
They just thought that they're about to leave the danger zone.
过去他们是活在害怕里头。
And before they were living in fear.
他们怕这些埃及人。
They lived in the fear of the Egyptians.
他们怕法老王。
They lived in the fear of the Pharaoh.
虽然他们离开了，这个阴影还在。
And even though they left Egypt, but the shadow of fear still lingered.
或许在他们当中有人在想着法老会不会再追过来。
And perhaps while they're fleeing, they're wondering whether or not Pharaoh will let them go so easily.
常常人害怕的事情，却他却偏偏更容易发生。
And oftentimes the things we fear most are the things that actually happen to us.
是不是这样子呢？你不想发生的事情，它偏偏发生。
Isn't it so that what we wish do not happen to us are the things that actually do happen.
啊，真的，以色列人所害怕的事情真的发生了。
And truly, the Israelites' fear was going to happen upon them.
哦，他们没有办法胜过法老。
And they did not have the ability to defeat Pharaoh.
啊，请看出埃及记十四章，出埃及记十四章第十节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 14, verse 10.
法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向神哀求。
Verse 10, as Pharaoh drew near, the Israelites looked back, and there were the Egyptians advancing on them in great fear. The Israelites cried out to the Lord.
这里说到以色列人他们所害怕的事情来到了。
And here the great fear of the Israelites advanced upon them.
他们远远的看到埃及人追过来了。
They saw that behind them were the Egyptians gaining.
他们一向都怕这些埃及人。
And they, their whole life, they lived in fear of the Egyptians.
所以根据过去的经验，他们就向神哀求。
So according to their past experience, they cried out to the Lord.
但是眼看着埃及人越来越靠近。
But they see the Egyptians advancing on them little closer and closer.
所以他们的态度又马上的改变了。
So their attitudes changed immediately.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他们就对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有魂地？你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样带我们，将我们从埃及领出来呢？”他们神他们看不见。
And they cannot see God.
他们可以看见的就是摩西。
But what they can see is just Moses.
所以他们就对摩西来发怨言。
So they began to complain to Moses.
你为什么要这么做？
Why have you done this?
再请看十二节。
Let's also continue to look at verse 12.
我们在埃及岂没有对你说过，不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。他们竟然说出这种话。
And in verse 12, these are very bold words.
他们说他们宁愿做埃及人的奴隶。
That they would rather be the servant, the slaves of the Egyptians.
事实上他们曾经为了是当奴隶而哀求神。
And in the past, it was because they were slaves, they cried out to the Lord.
在当奴隶的时候，他们觉得说是非常痛苦的。
And while they were slaves, it was a very painful existence.
虽然是活着，但是没有前途。
That even though they were alive, but they had no hope and future.
这种没有前途的生活，事实上是比死还要痛苦。
And this living a life with no future is worse than death.
所以现在他们却忘记了，没有去想说过去他们的真正的痛苦。
But now they have forgotten all the pain they have suffered in the past.
所以他们说出这种很让人伤心的话。
So they say these words that are very sad to hear.
当然这是因为他们很烦恼、很愁苦
course,
才会说出这种话。
And of course they were in deep distress and very worried that they would say that these words would come out.
为什么他们会落入这种愁苦里头？
But how did they get go into such distress?
因为他们遇到了一个很恶劣的环境。
And it's because they came to a very dangerous environment.
那么他们就专注于这个问题。
And they focused all their attention on the problem.
当他们只看问题的时候，他们就忘记了神的应许。
And once they focused all their attention on the problem, they forgot about the promise of God.
在生活当中，我们最怕的就是我们没有抓住神的应许。
And in our lives today, the thing we fear most is when we do not grasp hold on to God's promises.
一个人的生活如果没有了神的应许，
if we live our lives without the promise of God,
我们就是自己来面对问题。
And we face these problems alone.
我们就只是看到问题。
All we will do is focus on the problem.
我们就被问题来遮盖。把我们淹过去，把我们打倒。
And these problems will drown us and cause us to fall.
摩西也是在他们的当中。
Moses was among the people.
摩西也是看到埃及的追兵一步一步的逼近。
Moses also saw the advancement of the Egyptian troops and chariots.
当时他们已经来到红海边。
And at the time, they reached the shore of the Red Sea.
跑得快的人或许继续往前冲。
And those who ran fast probably ran forward into the sea.
但是前面是红海。
Or ran forward, but before them was the sea.
哪里是方向呢？
And so which way would they go?
十三节。
Verse 13.
摩西对百姓说：“不要惧怕，只管站住，看主今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见。”十四节。
Verse 14.
主必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。在这个危机当中，他们需要方向，需要方法。
So in this crisis situation, they needed a direction, they needed a way.
摩西从神那里得来三个，给他们三个指示。
And here Moses gave them three directions.
第一个说你们不要害怕。
The first is do not be afraid.
这实在是圣经里头很美好的字眼。
And truly this is a great direction from the Bible.
不要惧怕。
To not be afraid.
这个不是陈传道说的，是神说的。
This is not what Pastor Chen says, it is what God says.
如果我说不要害怕，你还是要害怕的。
If I say do not be afraid, you'll still be afraid.
因为我是人。
Because I'm a man.
但是如果神说不要害怕。
But if God says do not be afraid.
是很美的，很美的字眼。
These are beautiful words.
在多少的时候，我们是充满着害怕。
Because how many times in our lives we are filled with fear.
神说你不要惧怕。
But God said, do not be afraid.
因为神所给我们的是他的赦免。
Because what God has given us is his mercy.
因为神所给我们的是他的同在。
Because what God has given us is his abundance.
因为神给我们的是他丰富的恩典。
Because God has given us abundant blessings.
这是神对人所常用的一个很简单很美的字眼。
And these simple yet beautiful words are what God tells many people in the Bible.
请看以赛亚书四十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 41.
以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
第十节，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Verse 10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand.
这里神说，把你的害怕交给我。
God here says, give me your fear.
我将我的同在给你。
And I will give you my abundance.
我们常常对所发生的事情觉得很困惑。
And oftentimes, we are overcome with fear by things that happen to us.
主耶稣说将困惑给我。
But God says, give me your problems.
你知道你永远是属于我。
Because you know that you always belong to me.
无论发生了什么事情，我们仍然属于主耶稣。
That no matter what happens to us, we will always belong to Christ.
这个就是答案。
And this is the answer.
将困惑来跟他的同在来做个交换。
And that we do an exchange for our problems for his abundance.
他说我是你的神。
God has said, He is our God.
这是我们人生最大的保证。
This is the greatest assurance we have in life.
一个最有潜力、最伟大的人，他说我们是属于他。
That the Almighty God says that we belong to Him.
他用他的他要我们有软弱，但是他要坚固我们。
That even if we have weaknesses, He'll strengthen us.
意思就是说，把我们的软弱交给他。
The meaning is that we give God all our weaknesses.
从他那里来领取他给我们的力量。
And from him we receive the strength he has prepared.
他要主动的用他的右手来扶持我们。
He also will take an active role of upholding us with his victorious right hand.
所以人常常会忘记了这一句这么短这么美好的话。
And oftentimes, man will forget these short yet very beautiful words.
所以神不断的在圣经里头，在我们生活当中提醒我们说不用怕。
That's why God through the Bible, through many ways, reminds us, do not be afraid.
摩西对百姓说，你们不用惧怕。
And Moses told the people, do not be afraid.
那到底要怎么样?
Because, so what will happen?
摩西说, 你们只管站住。
Moses said, all you have to do is stand firm. Or all you have to do is keep still.
哦,这个跟百姓所想的是完全相反的。
And this is opposite from what the people were thinking of.
到底是要往哪个方向跑啊?
They were thinking, which direction should we run to?
啊,追兵已经来了。
Because the soldier, the chariots are advancing.
哦,但是摩西说你们站着就好。
But Moses said all you have to do is just stand.
摩西要让他们从惧怕里头来得着信心。
And Moses wanted them to receive faith from their fear.
他说看,然后要他们看看神今天要为他们所成就的救恩。
And Moses says, stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today.
站着用信心的眼睛来看见。
To stand and to see with your eyes of faith.
在以利沙的时代,以利沙的仆人曾经也有一次非常的惧怕。
And in the time of Elisha, Elisha had a servant that was also overcome with fear.
他说主人啊，怎么办？我们被围困了。
He asked his master, Master, what should we do? We are surrounded.
啊，因为这个仆人看到整座城被敌人包围了。
Because servant saw the entire city was surrounded by the enemy.
以利沙跟他说，跟我们同在的比他们还多。
But Elisha told the servant that those who are with us are more than those who are with them.
以利沙说，求神说开这个仆人的眼睛。
Elisha prayed so that the servant's eyes might be opened.
这个仆人就看到火车火马环绕着他们。
And the servant's eyes were opened and saw chariots of fire surrounding them and protecting them.
所以摩西说，你们只管站住。
That's why Moses said, keep still.
神帮助我们的信心。
That God will help our faith.
让我们能够看见我们所没有看见的。
So that we will be able to see the things that we cannot see.
你们看神怎样来施行救恩。
And we will see how the Lord will deliver us.
结果他们就看，然后我们再看回出埃及记十四章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 14. Verse 15.
摩西, 神对摩西说,
Verse 15. Then the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry out to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward.
当他们安静之后, 神说,
And after they have calmed themselves down, God told them to walk forward.
你们要看见神的作为。
Because they are about to see the mighty work of God.
所以让我们得到一个提醒。
And this gives us a reminder.
在遇到事情的时候，我们求神给我们一个安静的心。
That when we come across problems, let's ask God to give us a calm heart.
要先能够站住。
That we have to first stand firm.
然后我们才能够真的继续往前走。
And only then we can continue to walk forward.
我们靠着自己，我们不敢往前走。
And if we only rely on ourselves, we will be afraid to keep walking.
因为前面是红海。
Because before us is the Red Sea.
向左向右也不对。
And to go to the right or left is of no use.
那根本没有办法后退。
And of course we cannot go back.
所以安静下来，才能够真的让我们看清楚方向。
So only when we calm ourselves down can we see the true direction.
所以我们要常常去接受记得神对我们所说的不要惧怕。
So let us continue to remember what God has told us to not be afraid.
然后摩西靠着神的帮助让这个红海就分开了。
And Moses, through the power of God, divided the Red Sea.
让他们能够走这个干的地来经过。
So they could cross the Red Sea over dry land.
在我们生活当中事情的一个解决常常就是这样一刹那之间。
And oftentimes the solution to our problems is just as simple.
神一出手就是这样子这么的简单。
And God just reaches out and the problem is solved.
所以我们也是一定会遇到面对的红海。
And we will also come across our Red Sea.
而后面又有追兵。
And behind us are chariots.
在我们生活当中是不是常常让我们觉得这样子呢？
And in our daily lives, do we often feel like this?
我们希望他们的经验也成为我们的经验。
But let their experience also be our experience.
这些埃及人看他们过红海，他们也跟着下去。
And when the Egyptians, when they saw the Israelites go through the Red Sea, they also followed.
结果他们就全部葬身在红海里头。
But they were the waters came over them, and they were drowned in the sea.
哦，这个信仰的道路常常也是一条很独特、很特殊的道路。
And truly, the way of the truth is often a very special way.
哦，外表上来看是同样的一个动作。
And on the outside, it seems like it is very typical. Everything is very typical.
哦，就是同样的一个动作，走到红海里。
Just like going through the Red Sea, that is something that everyone does.
但是结果是不一样的。
But we can see the results are different.
哦，这个是信仰跟科学不一样的一个很大的不同。
And this is the difference between faith and science.
同样这样子做，结果不一样。
That we try to mimic the same thing, but the results are different.
因为这以色列人，他是神所拣选的，是神的百姓。
Because the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
哦，有时候别人看到我们，只是看到他所看到的外在。
And oftentimes when people see us, they only see our outward appearance.
哦，他们实在是学不会的。
And it's something that they cannot learn.
有些人很羡慕，你怎么这么喜乐？
And some people might be very envious that we are so joyous.
哦，有些人很奇怪，你怎么这么平安，这么镇静？
People might envy us that we are so peaceful and seem to be at rest.
哦，这是学不来的。
And this is something that they cannot mimic.
哦，这个是从神来的，从信仰来的。
Because something like this comes from God, comes from faith.
哦，照着神所说的。 以后他们不会再看见他们现在所看见的这些埃及人。
And just like what the Lord said, that they will never see the Egyptians again.
他们真的完完全全的脱离了这埃及人的这一个压力，这个阴影。
And truly, they have completely separated themselves from the pressures of Egypt.
所以过了红海，他们再也见不到这些。
So after crossing the Red Sea, they'll never see these Egyptians again.
啊，他们就唱出了他们的歌。And
they sang a song.
啊，我们也常常这个哼着歌。And
oftentimes we carry a tune.
不同的遭遇，不同的心境，我们或许哼出不同的歌。And
depending on our current emotions, we might sing different songs.
现在他们所唱的是得胜救赎的歌。
But now they are singing a song of victory and deliverance.
请看出埃及记15章第2节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15, verse 2.
第2节，主是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他；是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。
Verse 2, the Lord is my strength and my might, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him.
神成为，也成为他们生活当中的一首歌。
And the Lord has become a song in their hearts.
他们说，神是我们的力量。
That they said, the Lord is my strength.
他们回想他们在埃及的生活。
They remember their lives back in Egypt.
他们受到压迫，他们是奴隶。
And how they were burdened and persecuted, and how they were slaves.
他们曾经经过很长的这种艰苦的时间。
And how they had to live a life of toil for such a long time.
他们任着埃及人来鞭打他们。
And how the Egyptians used to beat them and whip them.
他们爱他们的孩子，他们没有能力保护自己的孩子。
That even though they loved their children, they did not have the ability to protect them.
他们希望能够独立，能够有自由。
They wished for their own freedom.
但是他们太软弱了。
But they were too weak.
他们不能够拥有他们所想要有的生活。They're
unable to live the life that they hope for.
结果神介入了他们的生活。But
now God has entered into their life.
神的力量成为他们的力量。That
God's strength is now their strength.
所以他们得着了自由。So
now they have freedom.
所以一开始是他们懂得向神来呼求。And
in the beginning, they understood to first cry out to the Lord.
请看出埃及记第2章。Let's
turn back to Exodus chapter 2.
埃及记第二章二十三节。
Exodus chapter 2 verse 23.
过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达于神。啊，这里说他们哀求神，他们的哀求达到神那里。
Here it says, out of their slavery, their cry for help rose up to God.
在生活当中，对神的祷告，对神的呼求，这是非常自然的一件事情。
And for us to cry out to God in our daily lives is very natural.
这绝对不是像很多人所说的说，这只是你自己的心里的安慰，或是是一种迷信。
It's not what common people might say that is, it is all psychological and it's of our own doing.
神要成为我们的力量。
But God is to become our strength.
神是我们大家的力量。
God is the strength of everyone.
想想看，在生活当中哪一个层面你需要力量
？So think in our lives, what aspect of our lives requires the strength of God?
你为你的脾气觉得很苦恼吗
？Do we feel a burden because of our anger?
你觉得生活当中有一些捆绑吗
？Do we feel a bondage in our life?
你觉得现在生活当中还有一些的让你忧虑愁烦的事吗
？Are there things that we constantly worry about?
主耶稣要来帮助我们，来结束。这些不必要的、不必要的这个啊，这啊这些捆绑跟忧虑。
Lord Jesus is here to dissolve these chains of bondage.
因为他说旧事已经过去了。
Because he has said the old has passed.
一切都要变成新的了。
Now everything is to become new.
现在是2007年的一个刚开始。
Now this is the beginning of the year 2007.
我们祈求他的力量，我们也能够向以色列人唱出说，神是我的力量。
Let us ask God for His strength so that we can also sing a victorious song that the Lord is our strength.
让我们能够有力量去做对的事情。
That is so that we have the strength to do what is right.
让我们有力量去过着对的生活。
So we have the strength to live a righteous life.
这样接下来我们就说，神是我们的歌。
And in the conclusion, we can sing the song that the Lord is my strength, or we can sing a song of God.
请看出埃及记十五章十一节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15, verse 11.
他们所唱的是怎样的一首歌呢
？So what song did they sing?
十一节说：“主啊，众神之中谁能像你？谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行奇事？”这里说到，有谁能够像我们所拜的这一位神
？Here it says that who is like you, O Lord?
他是那么的圣洁荣耀。
He is so awesome and holy.
他是这么的，让我们由心里头发出赞美感谢的声音。
That because of him, we are constantly filled with thoughts of praise.
他是这样的，能够在我们生活当中来行出奇妙的事情。
That he is able to do wonders in our lives.
让我们在我们的工作我们的事业上面能够有超越
，so that in our careers we can excel.
让我们在人际关系上面能够有一个超越
，so that we can excel in the relationships with others.
让我们的家庭生活能够有一个超越
，so we can excel in our family life.
这到底是什么意思呢
？So what does this mean?
就是我们在地上生活，但是我们享有天上的福气。
That we, even though we are living in the world, but we hope for heavenly blessings.
不是 hope， 是有天生活像天上一样。
Or we are living as if we were in heaven.
天国不是只有指着将来。
And heaven is not just a future aspect.
现在的生活就可以拥有天上的生活。
But we can reach heaven now.
只要是神在我们的当中
as long as God is among us,
只要你深刻的去体会到神就在当中
as long as we can experience God among us,
请看启示录二十一章
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21
启示录二十一章第三节
Revelation chapter 21, verse 3.
第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他要做他，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。啊，这里说到这个神的帐幕要在人间。
Here it says that God will dwell amongst, his home is amongst the mortals.
啊，这个神的帐幕就是代表指着神的同在。
And this home it represents the abidance of God.
神亲自这样应许。
And God continues to promise us.
他要跟人同住。
That he will dwell among us.
啊，神就住在我们的当中。
That God will live among all of us.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。啊，请念。
And verse 4, he will wipe every tear from our eye, from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away.
哦，这个不但指着将来，这也是指着现在。
This is not just point to the future, but it points to right now, to today.
当我们能够有这样的超越的时候，真的在生活当中没有这些死亡、痛苦、哀哭、流泪的事情。
Now, amongst us today, we will not have mourning, we will not have crying and pain.
在很多的事情上面，我们已经不受这些事情来把我们辖制住。
Yeah, we will not be bonded by these things.
这是我们神给我们神要他们就是神神是我们的歌。
Because our song is God is our song.
所以我们总是能够过着一个崇拜赞美的生活。
So we are able to lead a life of worship and praise.
如果我们的生活就是崇拜赞美，那么我们的生活就是天上的生活。
And if we continue to live a life of worship and praise, then our life is no different from our life in heaven.
他不但将来救我们，他现在就已经救我们。
That not only will he save us from the future, but he saves us today.
他不是在很远的地方，他是现在就在我们当中。
He is not far away, but he is among us right here.
他不是只有管理这个宇宙，他也参与我们的生活，我们的计划。
He does not just he is not just manages over the creation, but he manages over ourselves.
他所赐给我们就是生命之歌。
That what he gives us is a song of life.
我们每一个人都需要有这一个生命之歌。
And all of us need this song of life.
保罗、希拉他们被下在监牢里。
When Paul and Silas were captured in prison,
他们不但祷告，他们还唱诗赞美神。
Not only did they pray, but they also sing hymns to the Lord.
这个就是生命之歌。
This is the song of our life.
在最黑暗的时刻里头。
That in the darkest times,
他们不但祷告，而且他们还唱诗。
That not only did they pray, but they also sing hymns.
当地突然震动。
And when the ground began to shake,
当监牢的门全部打开了
，and all the doors were open,
当锁链也掉了
，and all their chains fell off,
这个看管监牢的禁足啊，他觉得他没有办法负责任
，and the captain of the prison did not know what to do,
他觉得说他只好自杀
，because and he thought that he had to commit suicide,
因为他知道他只有这一条路可以走。
Because this is the only path he saw he had to go, he can go.
保罗怎么告诉他
？What did Paul say to him?
保罗说：“你不要伤害自己。”
Paul said, "Do not harm yourself."
我们都在这里。
Because we are all here.
这是不可能的事情。
This is something that is impossible.
我们都在这里，所有的犯人都在这里。
That all the prisoners were there, were still there.
这是一个奇迹。
This is a miracle.
为什么会有这个奇迹？
Why did this miracle occur?
因为保罗说我们都在这里。
Because Paul said we are all here.
因为主耶稣也在这里。
Because Lord Jesus was there.
所以你不用自杀。
So the prisoner did not need to commit suicide.
因为主耶稣在这里没有死亡的事情。
Because when Lord Jesus is here, there is no death.
这个禁足如果他自杀了。
If this captain still committed suicide.
带给他家庭就是哀哭，就是悲伤。
Then what was brought to his family is mourning and pain.
因为主耶稣在这里。
But because Lord Jesus is there.
所以没有哀哭的事情。
There is no mourning or crying.
以色列人他们唱着说，神是我们的拯救。
The Israelites sang that the Lord is their salvation.
因为神的慈爱，神的能力在他们当中。
Because God's love and power is among them.
今天我们不是过着一个埋怨咒诅的生活。
Today we do not live a life of complaints and criticism.
我们所过的是一个感谢赞美的生活。
But rather we live a life of thanksgiving and praise.
每一个时刻里头，神让多少的条件集合在一起。
And every second, how many commandments of God?He brings together.
所以我们才能够有现在的我们。
So that we can exist today.
因为他怜悯我们。
Because he had mercy on us.
因为他养活我们。
And because he cares for us.
在每一天的生活里头，他带领我们。
And every day he continues to guide us.
他要带领我们走这一条得救的道路。
That to continue to guide us on this way of salvation.
在生活的每一个层面里头，他指引我们。
That in every aspect of life, He gives us direction.
让我们能够拥有一个美好的人生。
So that we can have a beautiful life.
他的宝血不断的在我们身上产生功效。
That His blood continually has effect over our body.
遮盖我们的羞耻。
Continually covering over our shamefulness.
拿起我们的重担。
Continually casting off our burdens.
让过患离我们离得远远的。
To cast away our offenses, cast away our offenses.
主耶稣要永永远远的作王。
That Lord Jesus will be Lord forever and ever.
出埃及记十五章十八节。
In Exodus chapter 15, verse 18.
说主必作王，直到永永远远。
Here it tells us the Lord will reign forever and ever.
这一些人过了红海，他们唱出这样的一首歌。
And after crossing the Red Sea, this is the song they sang.
他们继续往迦南地的路上。
As they continue to journey to the land of Canaan.
没有多久，他们又遇到了困难。
But not long, they came across another difficulty.
就好像在我们生活当中。我们通过了一个门，又另外一个门又挡在前头。
And just like our lives, after we open one door, another door is closed to us.
我们才解决了一件事情，好像常常又另外一个事情又跟着来。
As if we just were delivered out of one problem, but another problem comes into our lives.
那我们常常没有记得上一次所得来的教训。
But we do not remember the teachings from the last problem.
所以也因为这样，我们常常要不断的去。继续在学习着。
So we continue to learn of the same lesson.
接下来他们所遇到的也是生活上有关的事情。
And the next problem they came across was another problem they have of regarding their life.
出埃及记十五章二十三节。
And Exodus chapter 15 verse 23.
二十三节到了马拉不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以那个地名叫马拉。他们来到一个地方，有水，但是是苦的。
They came to a place there was water, but the water was bitter.
所以他们给那个地方叫做马拉，马拉的意思就是苦。
So they called the place Mara, and the meaning of the word Mara was bitter.
他们所带的水已经用完了。
And all the water they carried with them is all used up.
每一个人都已经倒出了最后一滴的水。
That they all did not have any water left.
在我们生活当中，有时候我们好像水用完了。
And in our lives, it is very similar that it seems that when we use up all our water.
我们的心，我们的灵要不断的被滋润。被 moisture.
That our spirituality continually needs moisture.
我们不断的需要神的怜悯，神的恩典。
That we continually need the mercy of and bless and grace of God.
他们。遇到水是苦的。
But when they came across some water, it was bitter.
他们觉得很失望。
They were very disappointed.
他们以为说他们会一路很顺利。
They thought that their entire journey will be very smooth.
谁晓得在 在路上他们遇到了困难。
So who knew that in their lives they came come across any difficulties?
而这一条路是神所带领的路。
Because it is the Lord that has directed them on this journey.
所以我们发现一个事实。
So we learned something.
啊，在神所带领的路上会有试炼的。
That on the road God is leading us toward, there will be trials.
那他们如何来反应呢？
So what was their reaction?
请看二十四节。
Let's turn to verse 24.
百姓就向摩西发怨言说：“我们喝什么呢？”
The people began to complain against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?"
啊，他们又向摩西来抱怨。
So once again, the people complained to Moses.
所以我们人真的很容易受环境的影响。
So it's very easy for us to be affected by our environment. 哦，
苦的遭遇让他们成为苦的人。
So the bitter water caused them to become bitter people.
一个成为苦的人就用苦来对待别人。
And someone who is bitter will treat others very bitterly.
一个苦的人就没有办法祝福别人。
Someone who is very bitter is very hard for them to bless others.
所以今天其实有很多的人是生活在苦里头。
And today there are many people who are living in this bitterness.
因为他的环境是苦的。
It's because their environment is bitter.
所以人会厌恨人。
That's why people will hate others.
所以人会嫉妒人。
That's why people will be jealous of others.
所以人会贪心。
That's why people will be greedy.
因为他的环境是苦的。
It's because their environment is bitter.
所以他也变成苦的人。
So they have also become bitter.
但是神他要我们在苦的环境里头，不需要成为苦的人，而仍然可以是一个甜蜜的人。
But what God desires of us is that in this bitter environment, We do not become bitter ourselves, but rather become sweet.
所以神也常常对愁苦的人有一些的教导。
So the Lord also has some teachings for those who are bitter.
比如说，我们请看哥罗西书第三章。
For example, we can turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书三章十九节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 19.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。
Here it says, husbands love your wives and never treat them harshly.
这夫妻是最相爱的。
Husband and wife is the most loving couple. Example of a couple.
很少说没有相爱而结为夫妻的。
And we never say that there is no love between.When the husband and wife come together, there is no love amongst them.
那有爱，那个丈夫为什么会苦待妻子？
But if there is love, why would a husband treat his wife harshly?
因为丈夫在苦的环境里头。
It's because the husband is living in bitterness.
丈夫成为一个苦的人。
A husband has become a bitter person.
所以回到家里头，家里就有一个苦的人。
So when he returns home, there will be a bitter person amongst the family.
所以对儿女是苦的，对太太也是苦的。
So to the children he will be bitter, to his wife he will be bitter.
所以神说，提醒说，你不要成为苦的人，你要爱你的太太。
So here God the Bible teaches us that we cannot be bitter, or husbands cannot be bitter and must love their wives.
真的，我们常常无意当中啊，我们成为苦的人。
And truly, even unknowingly, we become bitter people.
那到底怎样才可以才能够让我们成为不苦的人？
So how do we become unbitter?
在苦的环境里头，我们仍然是甜的。
And how do we be sweet in a bitter environment?
靠着我们甚至没有办法胜过环境。
And if we just rely on ourselves, we cannot overcome our environment.
因为我们没有办法胜过自己，所以我们没有办法胜过环境。
Because we cannot overcome ourselves, how are we expected to overcome our environment?
结果就让我们的生活充满着苦。
Because and our entire lives will be filled with this bitterness.
我们如果是苦的人，我们就没有见证。
And if we are bitter, there will be no testimony from us.
我们看摩西怎么来解决。
Let's see what Moses did.
请看出埃及记十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
摩西呼求主，主就指示他树，把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。主在那里为他们定了立例典章，在那里试验他们。这里说摩西他就呼求神。
Here it says Moses cried out to the Lord.
摩西受到百姓对他的攻击。
Moses felt the attack of the people upon him.
他在苦的环境里头，他没有让自己也成为苦的人。
That under this bitter environment, he himself did not become bitter.
他没有责备这些百姓。
He did not criticize the people.
他没有没有反击。
He did not attack the people back.
他只求神赐给他智慧。
But rather, he just prayed that God may give him wisdom.
神就指示他。给他一个指示
and God revealed to him
指示他说将一棵树扔在水里
God showed him a piece of wood and he threw it into the water
那个水就成为可以饮用的水
All of a sudden the water became sweet
那一棵树本来就一直在那里
That piece of wood was always there
今天其实答案早就在我们的身旁
And today our answer was placed beside us a long time ago.
当时他们没有一个人知道把这棵树放在水里。
And during this time, no one knew to throw this wood into the water.
其实那个树本来就一直在那里。
But that piece of wood was always there.
今天我们怎么没有去看到问题的答案呢？
So today, how come we cannot see the answer to our problems?
那个答案本来就一直在那里。
And the answer to our problems was always there.
让我们去看到，去想到哥哥他山的那一只十字架。
And it points us to remember the cross that was on Golgotha.
主耶稣的救恩，主耶稣就一直在我们的生活里头。
That the salvation of our Lord is constantly in our lives.
只是我们为什么没有去看见呢
？But why is it that we do not see it?
所以我们。要常常像摩西这样子。
So let us be like Moses.
在苦的环境里头，我们求告神。
That in our times of difficulty, we cry out to the Lord.
我们就发现说，原来答案就在这里。
And we'll find out that the answer is actually right next to us.
所以我们的内心可以是一直是甜的。
So that in our hearts, it'll be constantly sweet.
我们的家庭可以一直是甜的。
Our family life will be constantly sweet.
我们夫妻的生活可以是一直是甜的。
That the relationship between husband and wife will be constantly sweet.
在人生的苦境里头，主耶稣要化苦为甜。
That in the bitterness of life, he'll dissolve the bitterness to become sweetness.
真的，让我们谦卑的来到主的面前，让他来改变我们愁苦的想法。愁苦的人生。
So may we ask God to change us from and so that we cannot be influenced by our this bitterness in life.
我们发现那个改变就是这样子一刹那。
And truly, it is the change is just like what we read that it's just to throw. It's very quick.
只是我们自己要突破那个不必要的障碍。
We just have to be able to look past the bitterness.That is nearby.
百姓的这些痛苦这些愁苦的埋怨，其实是没有必要的。
And the complaining of the people was not necessary.
摩西跟这些百姓的理论，他知道也是没有必要的。
And Moses knew that the exchange of words between him and the people were also not necessary.
要紧的是赶快把那个答案拿到手。
But what was important was to reach out for the answer.
而那个答案又不是在很远又或者很困难。
And that answer was not located somewhere very far or very difficult.
就在我们的生活里。
But rather, it is very close in our lives.
因为主耶稣他一直就是在我们当中。
Because Lord Jesus is just constantly right next to us.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.